Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Thursday. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night.
Here we go. Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Right, just gone 3 o'clock. You know the deal. We did this with Tom a couple of days ago. Scott is in the kitchen making tea. He can't hear anything. Get your orders in now on the app and on the text. Let him know what you want. 3:05.
Are listening to
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Belts Only, and Make Me Feel Good before that Metro Booming and the Weekend. Song of the moment, really, Creeping. It's Chris and Scott. Yeah. Afternoon, Thursday. What's the matter?
Sorry, what's this song? Who's this artist?
Belts Only.
The Weekend, did you say?
The Weekend?
Yeah, it's The Weekend.
Oh, it's your Weekend.
Yeah, it's the Weekend.
Why are you confused looking at the text? What's the matter?
No, because people are putting tea orders in again.
Why would they do that?
I don't know, Chris.
Pint of Stella, please, and a coffee with one sweetener, says your dad.
Coming right up.
Rob is looking for a cup of tea and some chicken. Donna and Canvey.
Why does he want chicken?
Because I think he talked about chicken yesterday, but then if people are only just tuning in, it'll be very confusing.
It sounds weird.
John, you got a voice. You interested? You up for tea?
I have a English Twinings breakfast tea.
Mm-hmm.
No milk, 2 sugars, and could you leave the tea bag in? Thank you.
No, you got English Twinings?
No. Oh, we do Yorkshire tea. That's pretty much it. Right, 11 minutes after 3, Big Drive Home is on with LF System. It's Radio Essex with LF System and Hungry. It's Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home for Thursday. Welcome to all the new listeners. It's getting crowded in here now.
I know. Just stop a minute. Let us breathe.
If you're a new listener, and I mean, there's like, I can't remember how many there was. 15,000? I know.
Yeah.
Top of my head, 15,000.
Yeah, it's 15,000. Yeah.
If you're one of them and you want to do a first time text, let's get you. Can we do that?
I've got a list here.
What, of 15,000?
Yeah, well, no, it won't take long.
Whoa, no.
Cheers, Dave. Cheers, Sarah. Cheers, Stacey. Cheers, Julie.
What would be easier is if you are one of those 15,000 first-time listeners, you've probably never texted or got in touch with the radio station yet. Get in touch now. Let us welcome you, because we got the jingle that goes, we're amazing. Yeah. And all that, which is a great jingle. Why not actually come on and tell us who you are and where you're from, and we can just say hello. That'd be nice.
That would be good.
Welcome him in personally.
Yeah, I like that.
A1400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app, which you haven't downloaded yet. Really easy to do. Just search for Radio Essex, wherever you get your apps from, and you will find us on there. While you're doing that, let me tell you about this learner driver. So Harry's doing learning at the moment. Brennan is in between sort of learning.
Yeah, he's doing it for 4 years.
And they're our kids. Learner driver has been allegedly clocked by the police in Australia doing a whopping 253 kilometres per hour.
That's
a couple about, hundred miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a couple hundred miles an hour.
Quite a bit, yeah, about 180, something like that.
To make matters worse,
yep.
For the South Australian L plate learner, the person in the passenger seat did not carry a full driving licence either.
Oh, this is magic.
Meaning the man behind the wheel was also driving unsupervised. So he's basically not got a test. Not got a bloke sitting, or a woman, or mum and dad, or whatever, sitting next to him. He's literally just hurtling.
He's just in a car,
200 miles an hour in a car. You imagine? I mean, the blue light. But even as a learner, you know that's wrong, don't you? You know when you got.
Sorry, I didn't know. I'm only learning.
Yeah. when you're experiencing G-force whilst driving, you're going too fast.
Yeah, and if you're not in like a really, really nice car, and like, you know, like if you're in like, and it's like rattling.
Yeah.
Once the car rattles, you're going too fast.
It's good. But yeah, great story. I like that. 81400 with the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. If you've never listened, if you're like new to the station, it would be great to sort of say hello to you personally.
Would be very good.
Get in touch. 16 minutes after 3.
Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Big Drive Home, 3:21. Hello to Michael. Hi to Tim. Tom on as well. Lisa's a first-time listener in Benfleet. Hello, Lisa. Who have you got, Scott?
I have got Darren, I have got Steve, and I have got Joanna.
Tom, have you got any?
I've got Michael, I've got Dave, and I've got Susan.
Thank you very much for being first-time listeners or new listeners to the station. Let's get this on for you. Joel Corry, Tom Grennan, Lionheart. Hey, doing Essex Thursday, Big Drive Home, Eliza Rose, B-O-T-A. baddest of them all. It's Chris and Scott. We're here till six tonight. You know when you're up early in the morning at the weekend because you've just woken up early but you're tired and you're like, well, I might as well get up because I'm up, and it's like half eight. It's not early, but it's early for a weekend. You're looking at me blankly.
I don't do that at weekends.
Well, I did it last weekend. I was making a cup of tea. I was asleep. I was sleep tea making. Dan says, oh, there's no one up. Oh, I'll make my tea. I made cough tea. Have you had that?
Well,
it's where you make a cup of tea, you finish that off, and then your brain, because it's not a way it goes, it's coffee, I'll have a coffee. And then you put coffee in it and you stir it around. I got halfway through it, actually, and then realised it didn't quite taste right.
It tastes great.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. The caffeine obviously woke me right up. I was wide awake.
Yeah, you're like double caffeine.
But it was, I don't think anyone does this as a drink. No, I don't think anyone makes coffee tea.
No.
But it wasn't that bad. It wasn't the worst thing I've ever drunk.
No, see, for me, I've got like quite good taste buds, and I don't even like it. And I've seen Kerry do it, and she'll make me a cup of tea.
Mm.
And she makes her a coffee. I mean, when I say she does this, she might have done this once in 25 years. Because she doesn't make the tea, I do. But she will stir my tea and then stir the coffee with the same spoon and then back in the tea. I can taste it. I'm like, I use separate spoons, a teaspoon.
Yeah, I think I do that at home. If we're making, like, the boys have hot chocolate, I'll use different spoons for each different thing.
But, see, talking of, like, concoctions, right?
What, like things you can mix together that work or not work?
Yeah, well, a lot of people would say that this is weird.
Go on.
And I do this. This is not a mistake thing. This is, I've done this myself. I like this in a bowl, right? Instant mash.
Yep.
It could be normal mash.
But so mash potato.
Yeah, but basically this is because, you know, if you're busy and you quickly need something to eat, right?
If you're a busy DJ working 3 hours a day, this is the one to get you through the other 21 hours.
Yeah.
I got you.
Right, so instant mash.
Yep.
Wallop that in a bowl.
Yep.
Like a big bowl.
Yep.
Like a Pyrex bowl.
Okay.
Is that what it's called? Yeah, Pyrex bowl.
A microwavable bowl.
Yeah. Right, so then you want to get some bacon on the go.
Nothing wrong with this so far.
Right.
Yeah.
You're cutting up that bacon.
Yeah.
You're whacking that in the bowl with the mash.
Yeah.
Give it a little mix.
Nothing wrong with this so far.
You are then getting a tin of beans. You are whacking that in the bowl.
Yeah.
Whack it in the bowl.
Yeah, I'm all right with this so far. You're all right with this, Tom?
Yeah. Whack it in the bowl, right? Then you get in two massive spoonfuls of mint sauce.
Oh.
Whack it in the bowl. No. Stop right there.
Ugh.
Whack it in the bowl. Mix it up. Like a, and then
like porridge.
Yeah, and then just sit there and eat it out of the bowl.
Two tablespoons of mint sauce.
Absolutely. That's, and you know what? I used to do this a lot, and I mean a lot, right? But now, I had it the other day as like a reminiscing. It's incredible.
That sounds horrific, but it might work.
It does work.
Okay.
It does work.
You got any?
I loved, like, when I used to be able to eat cheese, putting cheese on curry.
No.
Not sure, depends what the meat is. Chicken.
Well, so you're talking like chicken, rice, bit of cheese on top?
Yeah.
Absolutely no problem. I'm with you.
Gotti, let us know.
Is Christmas.
It's Radio Essex, Latto, Mariah Carey, Big Energy. It's 10 to 4. Hello to Della. Hey, Chris and Scott. Me and my husband are off to see Adele tribute tonight at the Town Gate in Basildon. Could you play a track from Adele? We might try and squeeze some Adele on a bit later. What do you call an Adele tribute act?
Stacey.
Okay. Adele.
And she says, goodbye.
I saw at the casino the other night. They got an Adele tribute there, and I can't remember what she was called, like Madele or something like that.
Very clever.
Adele, a laptop. John in the Denji, peanut butter and sweet hot chili sauce. You were talking about things that don't go together, or shouldn't go together, but do.
Yes.
Peanut butter and sweet hot chili sauce, it's like satay. I believe that is satay, isn't it? Peanut butter and hot chili. I think that is what, isn't that what satay is?
I don't know why you're looking at me. That sounds disgusting.
Do you have satay? Have you had satay before?
Yeah, I've had a bit.
I had like satay chicken.
Hot chili sauce with peanut butter, isn't it?
I didn't think that it had peanut butter in it.
Yeah, it's peanutty, or it's got peanuts in it, I think.
I just thought it tasted nice.
Yeah, it's lovely. Also, instant mash cream and butter, heat mash that all together, add some sweated onions, or sweated onions, and cheese on. So it's a kind of cheesy onion thing.
Oh, that sounds pretty standard,
similar to yours. Yeah. Gary in Chelmsford, what about chips in a milkshake?
Oh, I've seen people do this.
Sam does it. My youngest does it. He dips his chips in his milkshake.
I mean, I think I've tried it. It wasn't pleasant.
Probably says a lot about my boy's parenting, I'd imagine. Oh. How he's been brought up.
I was going to...
Yeah. Chips and a milkshake.
Quite see what he's living the dream, isn't he?
Annie and Canby. Hi, guys. Loving the show. My kids always say that I'm mental for having gravy and pasta.
No, I've got no problem with that.
I've done it. Thick pasta. You don't want it runny.
No, thick gravy.
Thick gravy, yeah. So it becomes a bit of a carbonara type.
Yeah, because thick pasta's just overcooked, I think. I think it's just overcooked pasta.
Sarah says, is it okay that I enjoy pickles and hummus? My friends always cringe when I get out. I think it's gorgeous. You've got to try it. No. I don't like pickles. I don't mind hummus. Not a massive pickles
neither,
fan.
Neither one, I don't think.
Pizza and beans is the best, and no one can tell me otherwise, says Greg in Rendon.
Right, so I've not tried this.
But you would?
But I'd definitely give it a go.
Well, hang on. Pizza is bread-based. Cheese, beans on toast is quite normal. So cheese and beans on a pizza, that's nothing wrong with
that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Mandy, never knew this was controversial till my friend questioned me on it. Julie questioned me on this. Cheese on toast with Worcester sauce.
No, that's
normal.
That's absolutely standard.
I would question your friendship circle, Mandy. Dad in Chelmsford, jacket potato with peanut butter and beans, curry pot noodle with a peanut butter sandwich dipped in.
Right, no. so who's that?
Dan in Chelmsford.
Right, Dan in Chelmsford, you need just a little bit of help. Just a little bit. So when I go to an Italian,
yeah,
I order a pizza and a lasagna. Right?
Yeah.
Right, that's... And anyone that's calling me greedy, no, because people order a garlic bread, which comes up like a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they order a main course, which is a lasagna.
Pizza or a lasagna.
But what I do is I get the pizza,
yeah,
which is a ham pizza, right? And I get a bit of the lasagna and I scoop it onto the top and I eat that together. It's beautiful.
Nice. Making me hungry.
I'm really hungry.
Washing Machine Mark says, I just threw my laptop off the pier. Now it's Adele rolling in the deep. Very good. Ryan News coming up at 4 Thursday afternoon. We'll update the ride home as well, let you know what's going on the roads across Essex with a full travel update for you after David Guetta and BB Rexha. I'm good on the big drive home.
3, 2, 1, 1, go. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, just gone 4 o'clock on the big drive home. Let's get you back to the hits. Harry Styles coming up first. Taylor Swift, his anti-hero.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex with Harry Styles. Late night talking, 11 minutes after 4. Afternoon, Chris and Scott here till 6 tonight. It seems to be a bit of confusion online about how to pronounce the name Vimto. How do you pronounce Vimto? Do you pronounce it like that?
Yeah, Vimto, yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Vimto.
Vimto.
Yeah, Vimto.
Vimto.
Yeah.
Vimto announced it was changing its name to Vimto.
What?
With a P in it.
Vimto.
In line with how people tend to pronounce it. Vimto? That's actually hard to say.
No, just Vimto.
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 Vimto. Vimto. Is no, how they've done it.
No.
So there's an image of a giant billboard that went viral yesterday saying, changing our name to Vimto, seeing as all of you pronounced it that way.
No.
I think a lot of people are looking at the billboard going, no, we weren't.
No, we wasn't.
We're saying Vimto.
We wasn't and we won't. It's Vimto.
It's created a huge debate online. People starting to delve inside their minds to figure out how they pronounced it. Vimto, Vimto, Vimto. But later they confirmed it wasn't actually changing its name to Vimto, joking that it was the last time bosses would give the intern the social logins. Right, okay. Somebody's had a joke.
Yeah.
It's an inside joke.
Inside joke. Wasn't that funny, was it?
Or a PR campaign.
Yeah, well, yeah, because now we're talking about it.
Yeah, but which radio station is going to be stupid enough to spend any time talking about it? So it's not worked, has it?
No, it's not worked at all.
How many times have we said Vimto?
A lot. Quite a few times.
What did you used to say, the ice cream, the stick ice cream, the orange, the passion fruit?
A calipo.
No, a calipo.
A calipo.
You call it a calipo.
Yeah.
It's not called a calipo.
How's this spelled? Calipo.
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 No.
It's spelt Calipo.
So, right, okay, I've got one.
Go on.
That I think a lot of people say wrong. So, obviously, I don't want to say it right and then and then it'll just spit. So it's a drink.
Yeah.
In a can.
Yeah.
The colours are orange and blue, and it's from Scotland.
Iron Brew.
Iron Brew.
Yes. So if you look at it, it's called Urn Brew.
No, it's not. It's Iron Brew.
It's Iron
not.
Brew.
It's okay. Okay. Why don't you get a picture of it and read it?
No, I suppose it is Urn Brew if you
it's
read it.
It's Urn Brew.
It's not iron, is it?
It's not Iron Brew.
R-O-N.
Now, before I knew this information, of course, I'm not going to go, I've always called it Urn Brew. It was Iron Brew.
If only we had a Scottish newsreader.
If only.
Oh. 13 minutes after four, Alok with James Arthur. Alok and James Arthur.
James Arthur.
Work with my love. Hi to Bryony and Rayleigh. She said about pronouncing things wrong. She said, Scott, just because it looks like what it sounds like, it doesn't mean that's what it sounds like, because if you looked at the word Chris, it would say Triz. Triz and Scoot.
Well, yeah, no, I understand that, because obviously, like, being dyslexic is quite difficult, so, like, I might not be able to read it anyway,
yeah.
But it's just the Iron Brew thing for me is everyone's...
It's when
wrong.
You always think it's like with him with the... How do you say it? Calipo. It's how he's... So to him, that's absolutely the truth, because that's how he's always said it.
It's Calipo. No, it says it right in front of me, Calipo.
It's Calipo.
It's definitely
two Calipo. Against one.
No,
you're wrong, Thomas.
No,
don't
wrong.
Make me get my extra 15,000 listeners to correct you.
But it's even his name, Thomas.
Yeah,
how's it got a H in it?
Thomas.
How's it got a H in it?
Thomas.
Thom.
Yeah,
because like I've for all of my life I've spelt. I've gone to write, if I'm writing Thomas, I, T-O-M,
but isn't it because Tommy's got no H? Why did you drop the H? When it's gone from Thomas to Tom, why have you dropped the H? Why is the H not important anymore?
Well, because it says Tom, T-O-M, Tom.
Tom.
Yeah, but you wouldn't write it T-H-O-M, Tom, would you? You would go, that says Thom.
I knew somebody that did that. One of my old teachers used to do that.
What, take the H out?
No, they put the H in.
T-H-O-M?
Yeah.
She's silly.
Thom.
Yeah.
That's random.
Yeah, that is random.
But people do spell their names different ways, don't they? When people do spell their names, and Peter Kay does Michael McIntyre does an amazing sketch about...
Sarah.
The name's the same, but it's just spelt differently.
Yeah.
But Thom or Tom... You decide. Tom Thumb. How is that spelled? T-O-M and then the thumb, yeah.
Yeah.
Thumb. It's too much words. Too many words. All right, Chris and Scott, the big drive home for a Thursday. That's a T-H. That works. Thursday. That makes sense. Coil Array coming up with Players. The weekend on the way as well. Get on Blinding Lights for you. And if you're driving home from work, maybe sneaked out a bit early. We'll give you a full travel update
Chris
next.
And Scott.
That's Chris and Scott, big drive home. And I've just had my wife's just rung up.
Yeah,
she's like a content piece for our show. Every time we talk about anything, they're listening to us in the office where my wife works. So then, but it's difficult then, isn't it? Because then you're going to get picked up on stuff. So we're talking about things you pronounce wrong. So I've just been given a list of things I say wrong. And then as I was talking to you about it, you went, "Oh yeah, and toilet." I'm like, "What?"
Say it again.
Toilet. It's just a lazy way of saying toilet.
What is that? I mean, what even is that?
Toilet.
You said it. Four times yesterday, and I was biting my lip. I was like...
Why did you say something?
Because we were doing a content piece, and I couldn't just interrupt the toilet at that and go, "Oh, by the way, you say that wrong, and it really annoys me."
Wow.
Like, it's a toilet.
Toilet, yeah.
You say toilet. Something like that. It's
yeah.
Really frustrating.
Is there anything else you want to get off the chest?
There's quite a few words.
You picked me up before with deodorant.
Yeah, I mean, what is... I mean, I can't believe you brought that back up. I mean, that is...
How do you say it? Deodorant.
I can't even say it now.
There you go. I've made it sound like... You know when you say a word so many times, it now isn't a word. Deodorant doesn't even sound like a word anymore.
So I'm not even going to attempt it now because I say it normally. Tom, how do you say it?
Deodorant,
that's it.
Deodorant, so that's it.
How do you say
Feb, the month? Feb.
Well, I mean, for a start, I would say February.
February.
I wouldn't say...
because I would go February, but
yeah,
it's not.
No. And before now, you've said February. Which really upsets me.
Yeah.
I didn't realise how annoying you are.
I mean, this
I didn't realise.
If we can just stop if you want. I can put you with Sue. You can do the Scott and Sue morning show.
I'm going to say Martin and Sue should not be. Martin and Sue should not be broken up.
Okay, yeah,
that's how I'm going to say it. Yeah. That's how I'm going to say that. I want to do the show with you.
Is there though? Because there is. There's words you can't say, isn't there?
Like abs. No.
Joe, you struggle with.
I would say that's not. Specifically, I can't say that. That's because I said it right that time.
But you had to think about it.
I did, because I always say the ocean.
Tom says calipo.
Yeah, calipo.
Calipo. But there must be a word you can't pronounce. And actually, we can make use of the voice thing, the voice notes on the app. Just say the word. Like, for me, I'd go deodorant, right? But
you
say
it right that time.
Did I really?
First time ever.
Really?
You just said deodorant.
Deodorant?
No, I'm going
Wow. If you send us a voice note of a word that you know you can't pronounce, like toilet or whatever, and then we can have a, just make sure we know what it is, and then we can say, yeah, I know what it is, so that's fine.
Are you not going to mention the one that Karen mentioned? So
no, that's a confusion with canapé and canopy. It's a confusion. It's not, I can't pronounce, I can pronounce canapé.
Okay, what is the one where they bring you a really tiny burger? A tiny burger.
No, I know what you mean.
A Ponzi party.
That's canapés. Canapés, yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Because canapés are the ones.
Standing under. This happened on this morning on Holly and Phil the other day. The canapé thing come up.
Really?
Yeah. They were talking about the king's coronation, and the expert they had in, very professional, she kept saying the wrong one, which is canapé. Canapé. No, she was saying the wrong one anyway. I don't know which one. She was saying the wrong one, and in the end, you could see him, like you with my toilet. Yeah. He was just sitting there going, and then he went, it's canapé!
Which is.
Canapé. Yeah. And it was all funny. They all laughed, and I laughed, but I didn't know what I was laughing at. I didn't know there was a problem in the first place. If you want to send us a voice note of a word you pronounce wrong all the time, we'll tell you whether we understand what you're saying.
Or we'll just not play it and call you.
Think of us as a service. You can do that via the voice note. You can do that via the app. Here's Jake, Golden Hour, Big Drive Home. Ada and Essex, Tom Grennan, and All These Nights. Welcome if you're one of our brand new listeners to the radio station. 15,000 of you.
Thank you very much.
That's nearly the whole of Vicarage Road in Watford.
Good, that. They're not all Watford fans, I don't think. The new people listening. All the new people listening aren't Watford fans. I think they're fans of the radio.
All right, okay. Well, however you want to, you know, dress it up. I'll take it.
Yeah, they like the radio stuff.
Yeah, I'll take it. Bobby says several people I know say prescription instead of prescription. Prescription. I'm going down the show. I'm going to go and get a prescription. I do say pra. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, prescription.
Hi, guys. I always say Pacific instead of specific. Says Sue in Holbridge. Alison says, hi, guys. When people say chimney instead of chimney, or should have... I thought people were doing that as a joke.
No, I say chimney.
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 Chimney. But you don't go chimney.
No, because I'm not weird.
Chimney. John, what you got for us, John?
My granddad, because he used to wind people up by mispronouncing things, so he used to call a gatto Gattox.
Nice.
And there's someone else, it's Nougat.
It is Nougat.
But they keep saying a nugget because... It winds so many people up, and then I just started copying it because it's just funny watching someone go through personal torture. So, yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Good voice note until the personal torture bit.
I thought he was good. He was holding his own, wasn't he?
Up to personal torture. Yeah. I thought it was a quality voice note. Thank you, John. Kirsty, what's the word that you pronounce wrong?
Simenon.
Simenon?
Simenon.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Yeah, must be thingy. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
She sounds like when you're learning Spanish and they go, say, Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
That's like, it's like one of those Rosetta Stone things. Thank you very much for that, Kirsty. Here's H. Ashanti. And- Bam Baby. Coming up on 5 News and Travel on the way. Things you pronounce wrong. Marble Hamster says, I brung it instead of I brought it. I think people are stupid when they say that. When they mean when they bought it. I brung it when they bought it. Well, no, brought is when you bring something. Bought is when you buy something.
No, yeah, but you know when someone says, oh, I brung you this.
Yeah.
You haven't.
Don't get me started on other internationally bad grammar, including girls is players too. Oh, I see on the song. Girls is players too. Yeah,
that'll learn you.
thanks, Marble. Leslie says, my boys used to say vigna instead of vinegar and delmination instead of Dalmatian. On the text, Angie, what you got?
So is it aluminum or aluminum?
It's aluminium.
It's aluminium. In America, it's never it's aluminium. Been aluminum.
It is in America.
Yeah, I know.
But
yeah,
it's not here.
It shouldn't be.
Vicky, what you got for us?
Okay, it's my husband. He calls it your forehead. Do you know what a forehead is?
On your head.
Your forehead. Forehead.
The forehead. Samantha, what you got?
Hi, it's Sam from Silver End, and I say jalapeno instead of jalapeno, and also tikka instead of tikka. My husband goes mad when I do this.
Chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala. Thank you, Sam. Right, more on that after 5. News and travel on the way, and you've got about 4 minutes to get your text in if you want to play The Only Word is Essex. We will find somebody at random in about half an hour's time. Good luck.
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station.
We play the hits. We play the hits.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Woo! Right, it's gone 5 o'clock with Sigala, David Guetta, Sam Ryder on the way. First of all, love this tune from Miley Cyrus, his Flowers.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
Sigala, David Guetta, Sam Ryder, and Without You. It's Chris and Scott, big drive home, 5:10. We were talking earlier about things that people say that annoy you when people say things wrong and they pronounce things wrong. Linda from Rayleigh got in touch with us and she got back in touch with us. What you got now, Linda?
I just thought of another really irritating one.
Go on.
When people don't do the spell check properly on the text that they send and send auto text and they're defiantly coming to see you later on, or let's defiantly have some lunch together, it's definitely for Christ's sake.
I'm defiantly in agreement. That's very true. Thank you, Linda. I love that one. Kate, what you got for us?
People pronouncing things wrong is my biggest pet hate. I swear to God, if I hear one more person say Pacific instead of specific, the Pacific is an ocean. It drives me mad.
Thank you, Kate.
I'm not going to comment because I know I'm wrong, but I just get it wrong all the time.
But you do know you're wrong, and I notice when you've done it, you do specific. You stop, you go, yeah, well, I specifically disagree. You have to do that. Thank you very much for those. We'll leave it there. Towie on the way very soon. Love this song. Love the new album, Glory, as well. Sam Smith, this time teaming up with Calvin Harris. Song is called I'm Not Here to Make Friends. It's an absolute tune. It plays on Radio Essex on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex, Sam Smith, once gifted a frying pan with a cell phone attached by an enthusiastic fan. You've had some enthusiastic fans in 5 before,
yes,
but that's an interesting gift to be given. A frying pan with a cell phone attached. During an appearance on the Drew Barrymore show on Monday, Sam was asked by host Drew about the craziest fan encounter that they've had during a game called Pop Quiz, and this was Sam's reply.
Craziest fan encounter.
Ooh.
It was very odd. I was outside a venue and they gave me a saucepan, and inside the frying pan was an envelope, and inside the envelope was a mobile phone. And then on a letter, it just said, meet me in the library tomorrow.
Did you go?
No way. Absolutely not.
Curiosity would have killed me. That I would have been like, I've got to go to the library.
No, there's absolutely no way they could have gone. I mean, it would have been craziness because, like, I mean, I've said before that I was given a frog in a crisp pack.
I've heard a live story, frog in a crisp pack. Yeah, live frog.
And
I think you should recap it.
Yeah. So I've got two, but basically the most crazy ones that I've got is outside the record label in RCA Records. We've just had a meeting with Simon Cowell and come out, and there's a fan outside. Frog in a crisp packet, and I'm like, sorry, what do you want me to do with this? Like, how bored are you? Like, this is weird. So I think we went back into record label and made sure that, you know, the frog was okay. But like, what, you know, I don't know what
they... have a frog doctor in there?
Yeah. Simon Cowell. And the other one was in somewhere like Venezuela, and that was a moving present in a tour bus. And we open it because we're intrigued. Like, what is it? It's a hamster. Yeah, it's just a hamster in there, live. Luckily, we opened it because, you know, it probably could have, you know, turned badly.
Yeah.
That hamster got given to one of the record label executives, and they looked after it. We named it Arthur P. Scagnetti.
Oh, I remember you telling us that, because it was the most bizarre name I've ever heard.
Well, more bizarre than the hamster itself.
No, just calling a hamster Arthur P. Scagnetti is fairly weird already, isn't it?
But, I mean, yeah, the Sam Smith one, yeah, there's no way they could have turned up to the library because why?
Well, they could have said, I'm not here to make friends.
Yeah.
That would have worked.
Yeah, I'm not here to make friends and then just gone. Yeah.
NF System coming up, afraid to feel Ray on the way. That brilliant new tune, Escapism, will get on for you. And latest on the roads next. Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me, 20-6, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Trev from Canby just wrapping up a couple of the last texts on the show today. Trev from Canby, hey, enjoying the big drive home. Guys, I have a question. What do you think is more important to mankind, art or science? Why have you come to us for this?
I like that he's come to us for it. It's a hard one.
I think his answer is the only answer. I think science, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for science. No, that's not the right answer. Apparently, producer Tom's shaking his head.
Go for art. Be bored without art.
Art's music and telly and everything, isn't
yeah,
it?
Because I was going to say, if you're just putting art in a box and going, it's art, so it's a painting,
yeah,
then you're wrong. Art is everything.
This, what we do here, this
art.
Is art.
Well, this is art.
No, I've used a poor example.
No, you haven't. Abstract art.
Abstract art
is what it is. I don't know. I would say, yeah, I might go.
I don't know how this conversation's landed on our desk.
It
doesn't feel like a Chris and Scott topic.
It doesn't. And
we prefer tea bags.
Yeah, we didn't. Or loose leaf tea.
Or loose leaf tea. Yeah. We're doing now. We're actually on proper tea now.
But you know, so it's two against one for art, Chris.
Okay, fair enough. Debs, you can do Debs.
Yeah, right. I know what I really want to. So Debs has sent a lovely message in. It's from Twitter. I think, and it's Specsavers, and it's got the blue ticks. It's definitely from Specsavers.
So this is actually posted on the
Seven Hours, right? Okay. Specsavers wrote, they're talking about the Beyoncé World Tour that's coming up, and it says, apparently, Beyoncé will be using Tottenham's trophy cabinet as a changing room, as it's the biggest empty space in the stadium.
This is harsh.
I mean, that is genius, and that is because Beyoncé is playing at Tottenham.
At the Tottenham Stadium.
And apparently, you know, not my words, the words of Specsavers.
Allegedly, we haven't checked that thoroughly. It might have been somebody that got hold of their account or some clever trickery.
It might be. It might be.
Because it seems unlikely that they would alienate all the Tottenham fans.
But you say that, it would be the biggest place in the stadium.
See, that can come from you, but I don't know if Specsavers would have written that.
It has. I can confirm it has.
Blue tick.
Yeah.
They just haven't paid 15 quid to Elon Musk. That's an actual blue tick.
That's a proper Wow, that's brilliant. Well done, Specsavers.
Wow. 5:42, if you want to end the show tonight, you know how to do that. Thursday, completed it, mate. You can do it in any style you like, and you can do that on the voice note. Radio Essex with Flo, Cardboard Box, 10-6, big drive home with Chris and Scott. Joe Kinch coming up at 6 tonight, and he has a packed show. It's art.
It's art, not science.
It's not science.
No.
We had a question earlier.
Definitely not.
We should do a little feature at the end of the show called Ask Joe. We just get you to send us a question to ask Joe.
This is... Does anyone like that?
Does that work? Because we have this little chat with you every day, Joe.
So who's picking today?
I've got one.
Have you?
I have a question, says Trevin Canvey. We did this earlier. You can have this as your question today. What do you think is more important to mankind, art or science?
To mankind?
Yeah. Art or science?
Well, we wouldn't exist without science, surely.
That's the answer Trev said. I think science, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for science. But look at Danny's answer.
Surviving is science, but living is art.
Oh, I like that.
It's
like,
good.
That was, do you know what? You're only 12. That was profound.
What does Danny say on the text? Have you got a text screen?
Yeah.
The answer is
art. If every bit of science was erased, any new tests would result in the exact same result. Mouse in the way.
As it's based on facts.
Yeah, and Danny is correct.
So
mine was more poetic, though, wasn't it?
Yours was poetic.
Yours was more profound.
Yeah. But I like this.
Would you like Ask Joe?
I'm not going to call it a feature.
No.
But I like Ask Joe.
So if you called it a feature, you'd have to have a prep sheet.
Yeah, we'd have to prepare it. We don't want to prepare it.
See what, it's a little bit gobbly.
Yeah, I think we should do that every day when Joe gets in. Just get you to ask one question to Joe.
Ask Jojo.
Yeah, thank you very much for Danny and Trev for that. So what's coming up on the big show?
On the big show?
Yeah.
Latest travel.
Wow.
Whoa. So if you're,
unique. No one does that. Oh, hang on. No, we did. Yeah, we did.
It's good to talk about the A127.
Yeah, pretty much. No, we got the record of the week, the final day we're playing that, the last Hot 7 at 7 of the week as well. And yeah, just a lot of fun.
Just to let you know, sorry, just breaking that, A12 northbound is partially blocked.
And Joe will keep his eye on that.
Junction 24 to 25. No, I'm just proving that we do travel.
Oh, okay.
I'm just reading it. Following an accident involving three vehicles, traffic slow there. It's A12 northbound between 24 and 25. It's the big drive home, the home of travel. Sorry, carry on.
You look so interested, Scott. It's unreal.
Well, I just didn't know how long he was
going to... You looked lost in the travel,
I didn't know
then.
How long he was going to do the travel for. I thought the show
I used to always
done.
Have to read the travel.
You did. You did. And I like it that you don't...
You like it that we have a travel person.
Yeah, someone else doing it.
Travel person. Who stays here for your show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Travel coming up. Music. Yeah, yep. Play some pop music.
That's normally a good idea. Yep.
Adverts? Somebody could be looking for something and we can help them find it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
Jingles like
Joe Keane.
15,000 new people since he joined.
Thank you.
All that kind of stuff. Claim them as your own.
Yep.
that's good. And that's all coming up at 6 o'clock tonight till 10 o'clock.
Yep.
That's a long shift, isn't it?
It's a long shift, isn't it? He does 5 days a week, 6 days a week, don't you?
Yeah.
6 days a week.
My right ear enjoyed that at the beginning, then.
6 days a week. I'm off, mate. Friday's off.
You don't work Friday, do you?
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.